Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron. Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
I hate both sides of the argument.
Yep.
And I know that sounds like I'm trying to appease everyone by hating everyone, but
not really.
Fuck all you people. You're not, like, go home.
The thing is,
you know how much content there is to watch now? Like, just go home and watch some fucking TV and chill the fuck out.
You're not sitting on the fence on the issue.
Wow, this really sounds like it's going to be the best show, better than anyone we've done before or anything we could do afterward in the history of the program. You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
Militias in the current climate.
Oh, militias. Man.
What do we think?
Was this you sent fucking crazy?
Yeah, the call out, the militia.
Oh, this fucking asshole.
Wait, what is this?
Did you not see this one?
No.
This guy put the... Okay, so this is... The guy posted this up to warn the local Antifa people that there were folks putting up things on... What's that fucking list? Craigslist. They put this up on Craigslist that they're calling out the militia. And it's like a 7-photo screen cap nonsense about the organized militia, the difference between an organized and what's the other one? Unorganized militia. Oh, that wasn't difficult. Used to be like men between 17 and 40, but because now federal law prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex and age, all non-military citizens now comprise the unorganized militia. Like, fuck yeah, bro. And then he starts talking about how they're going to take out these Antifa fascists.
Go to the next page, Ward. This is fascinating.
Well, read it. You got to read listeners.
Sorry.
Okay.
I thought you were putting it up on the screen.
Okay, we are currently involved in a civil war. Leaders of Black Lives Matter and Antifa have declared it. When a civil war is declared by a democratic enemy, or domestic enemy, of the United States.
Democratic enemy. Slow down.
Fuck.
I already made fun of Biden and Pelosi. Oh, we can't go too deep on that side.
The duty to put down that civil war lies with the militia, both organized militia and the unorganized militia. Law enforcement organizations are equipped to enforce laws against the criminals who violate them. But as we've painfully seen, our law enforcement organizations are completely inadequate and ineffective in dealing effectively.
Ineffective. It's so fucking poorly done.
Yeah. Yeah. Ineffective in dealing effectively.
Get a public affairs office to put this shit out right.
Yeah.
Call me up. You can give me, you know, $6,000-$7,000 of your fucking money, and I can craft your press statements for you.
The organized militia, as defined by federal law, is the National Guard and the Air National Guard. The unorganized militia was originally to be comprised of men ages 17 to 40, but federal law now prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex and age. Therefore, all non-military citizens now comprise the unorganized militia. The United States, as members,
so have at it.
As members of the unorganized militia, we have the legal authorization and duty to put down an attempted insurrection by those who have declared a civil war.
Did I go too far?
Yeah, you went one too far. A sheriff in Clackamas County, Oregon, has declared that stopping people at gunpoint when entering areas devastated by wildfires is illegal. Granted, under normal circumstances involving criminals intent on looting areas devastated by natural disasters like the forest fires that have burned millions of acres, cities, and homes in California, Oregon, and man, this is poorly written.
Mm-hmm.
The authority to enforce laws against those criminals does fall under the authority of local and state law enforcement agencies, but these are not now normal circumstances because arrests have been made of individuals committing arson who may in fact be members of Black Lives Matter / Antifa or wannabe supporters. And because BLM Antifa have declared they are engaged in a civil war against the United States and its people, we must assume that at least some of these fires have been deliberately set to further that declaration of civil war. the framers of our constitution.
This is the part where I fell asleep.
Yeah, I was going to say this.
It's a lot of malarkey.
It's this.
So he goes on.
So this guy,
I know from personal involvement in forming and maintaining a strong militia presence. You didn't. You're an anonymous poster on rants.
No, his name's at the end of it. I found him. I found his profile on Facebook.
Oh, is he a nut job?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I love
Carl F. Warden.
Carl F. Warden.
Okay, wait. Go back one page, please.
And if Trump does, so do we all.
That a few.
Fucking.
Are using tactics nearly identical to those used by insurgents in the Middle East wars. They are posing as mostly peaceful demonstrators, allegedly infiltrated by bad actors intent on violence. In Iraq and Afghanistan, there have been many instances where our soldiers were forced to fire on the armed individuals hiding amongst the citizens. They would then take and hide the dropped weapon of their fallen comrades and claim our soldiers fired on an innocent group of peacefully protesting. We can expect the same from BLM Antifa.
That's known as the opposite of a throwaway.
To my knowledge. Okay, can you go to the next one, please? This guy is nuts.
Yeah.
This is great. And I still don't entirely, he's so all over the place. I don't entirely understand what it is that he's trying to get. That's why I wanted to get to the end of it.
Basically,
he wants babies to use guns to put down riots.
Anybody that speaks out against his point of view, he's like, we must shoot them.
I don't know if you saw the recent interview between President Trump and Jeanine Pirro on Fox, but when Pirro directly asked President Trump how all this violence will end, President Trump told her a, quote, backlash was about to happen by the citizens. Trump's answer was somewhat cryptic, opaque, and probably necessary due to the upcoming election. But if my instincts serve
cryptic, opaque. And so he says it was like cryptic and opaque, which means he didn't say that. But we're going to assume that that's what he said.
Those upon are, yeah. This blank slate.
Yeah.
If Trump is real, if my instincts serve me, once Trump is reelected, I believe that he is going to come right out and tell the militia we are authorized to deal with this insurrection. And if Trump does, we will.
Attaboy, Carl.
So this is just like a rallying cry
for fucking nut jobs. Yeah.
Okay. Where is this guy at?
Clarkston.
This is in our town. This man lives.
No,
he does.
Or did he? Just, it got posted.
He posted it here.
Someone local posted it and was like, this is scary.
Is that Clarkston somewhere else?
No, this is Clarkston, Washington.
Oh,
Lewiston. Well, the Lewiston Craigslist was
where does this, I want to look this guy up.
But yeah, it's look, I don't like the people shooting cops. I don't like fucking Antifa. I don't like BLM as an organization. I think it's absolutely criminal. But also, I don't support like just dudes running down the street shooting other people. Like, right. If you're defending your house, that's one thing. But
if you are my friend and support Trump, this is 21 hours ago, you are my friend. If you are my friend but you support Biden, you are my friend.
If you feel the need to degrade those who feel differently than you, maybe we are not friends. Are you sure this is the guy?
So that contradicts but he's got some other stuff.
If 2020 was a motorcycle ride.
Man, I don't even know you've got him up on the screen for us to look at, but if you scroll down to the next one, you'll see
the that kind of real good.
You'll see the kind of thing that it really. Oh no, it's not that one. Keep going. Sorry, I thought it was the next one, but it's fucking there, right there. Okay, 600 yards, no problem. Don't worry, Californians. I'm in a free state, not yours. That kind of stuff. I don't think people really give. That kind of thing is far more frightening to me.
That to me, he's
than
saying
a guy who writes notes in his high school notebook about the kids bullying him and he wishes they were dead. This is the adult version of that.
What he means though is he's got an AR
mm-hmm.
and he's out target shooting. He's got a full capacity mag there. It looks like 20 and he's saying, don't worry, I'm not in California. You don't have to send people after me. I'm in a state where this is allowed. That's the message he's trying to get across. And I think he's just, if he wrote that other thing, He's just bad at writing shit.
I guess I can see that. I just, the way that I took it, especially with some of the things that I've seen here recently, like somebody put a, somebody spray painted. That's funny.
Okay. So far, I like this guy.
Somebody,
you need to put that dog one though. That should be the,
that's pretty funny. Somebody spray painted on, like the guardrail type thing, this big concrete, slab guardrail, Idaho Lives Matter, go back to California. Like, there's been a lot of that sentiment. I mean, it's we've dealt with it for as long as we've lived here. There's always
there's always somebody that hates California.
So this is a post that aligns with HUD's.
But there's been a real outpouring as of late of
anti-California,
anti anything. Just if you don't live in Idaho and you aren't already in Idaho, get the fuck out. It's been really prevalent lately, and it weirds me out. And like I said, I don't know that
I
kind of stuff.
Ben Shapiro,
I do too. His voice is terrible.
People talking so casually about, you know, oh, come on my land and I'll shoot you up. Like, I love the Second Amendment. I love being able to own guns.
I love shooting guns.
But these people that are just they're like borderline eager to fucking shoot somebody.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's that Wisconsin kid or whatever the.
Oh, the one that killed the three people or shot three people.
Blue gloves on.
They're just looking for a reason to fucking shoot somebody. Yeah. Is all it is. It's these people scare me, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel fortunate kind of being where we are because we're kind of removed from all of that. But
I've seen one protest.
The militia stuff, it's not at a point right now where it scares me, but I could see it getting there. I had to piggyback off of
he's
got some decent memes. His meme game ain't bad,
motherfuckers. Dank.
it kind of goes along with the thing that I was saying about being so eager to shoot somebody. I was at work.
Okay, that's,
and I was at work, and I had a guy. It was when they were having the protest going on in downtown Lewiston, and they had the people out there, you know, armed, walking around Main Street. And
I missed
like that
one.
Yeah, it was a couple months ago. I had a customer who was in the shop, and he was part of the demonstration down there. He was walking around with his AR out, and he made some comment about how, you know, if I wasn't doing anything, I should come down there and join him. And I said, man, I don't mean any disrespect or anything like that, but I don't really talk politics at work. And he responded, he was like, this isn't political.
Isn't it?
And I was like, no, dude, it absolutely is political. It has a lot to do with discussion on the Second Amendment. It has a lot to do with, you know, legally organizing militias and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of political involvement in the things that you're doing down there. And his response scared the fuck out of me, because he, word for word, he says, I don't know, man. All I know is I spent all day last Saturday walking around downtown strapped with my AR, and that felt pretty fucking great.
God, maybe he should have been buying more pot.
And like, that's,
I went assault
those,
on some
those kind of people, that kind of mentality, man, that scares the fuck out of me. Cause like I said, those are people who they're just looking for a reason to shoot somebody. They are very, very fucking ready and willing to do it.
And the problem is there are people that are looking for a reason to confront a person walking around with an AR.
Exactly. Exactly. because there's people on the opposite end of the spectrum who are, you know,
vehemently
against that to that degree. And it's, oh man, it's combustible.
It's because they
spent
so much on that AR and they haven't been able to shoot anything but targets.
Yeah.
And they really, really want to use it.
It scares me.
I don't know. I just not a fan. I hate both sides of the argument.
Yep. Yep.
And I know that sounds like I'm trying to appease everyone by hating everyone, but
not really.
But fuck all you people. Not, like, go home.
The thing is,
you know how much content there is to watch now? Like, just go home and watch some fucking TV and chill the fuck out.
You're not sitting on the fence on the issue, which is what a lot of people try to say is, you know, well, you don't have a dog in the fight. You don't care about it. And I was like, no, I do care. I think you're both fucking wrong.
They're nuts.
I think you guys are both way too far away from rational middle ground thinking. Well,
and it goes back to a conversation we've had at least a couple of times in the past. And it's like fanatics. When you like something so much that you will die for it, you have a problem. If that's not your child or your mother,
you have to be able to walk away. You got to be able to walk away from anything. You can't put all your eggs in the Bill Cosby and Robert Kevin Spacey basket.
Robert De Niro and Heat over here. You got to be able to walk away in 5 seconds.
Dude, yeah.
I mean, it's like somebody just going and buying up all the Cosby and Spacey videos.
Right. Like, I'm not saying that you can't enjoy something. You can enjoy a Marvel movie. You can still watch Seven. You can still watch House of Cards if you can stomach it at this point with the way the politics is in the real world now. you can watch those things and not feel like you've been betrayed by somebody, because Kevin Spacey wasn't thinking about you when he fucked that 14-year-old boy in the ass.
Seven is 25 years old this week.
Yeah, and that kid was probably right around that time. 25. And, you know, it sucks, but Seven's a good movie. House of Cards is a good show.
Usual Suspects is a great movie.
I watched that not too long ago. It fucking holds up, even though you know the twist.
Yeah.
And you can't say that about, one, a lot of Bryan Singer movies, and two, a lot of movies in general. Singer, huh? Yeah.
And he has...
He's got multiple...
He's a raper, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've been failing as a white man because I haven't raped anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
No, I find the militia stuff
absurd,
troubling, and I don't understand how they don't see how ridiculous they're being. They lack a level of self-awareness that I don't understand.
Just go home.
Yeah.
Go home. Tend your garden. The fucking rabbits are going to come back.
As you said, fanaticism of any type is not good for people. And when you get fanatic about something that's kind of potentially dangerous, that gets really fucking scary. Or it can.
Yeah.
Well, and politics is right up there with science as a new religion.
Whoa.
People are...
I fucking hate that.
And as much as people badmouth, you know, religion... science and politics have become golden calves, and the Ten Commandments used to be up for a reason.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you need to be a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim or whatever, but look at those and look at how they apply to life. Like, it's pretty much don't treat people like shit. Don't get so attached to something that's temporal that you think that it's everything. Like the Cosby fans, they're like, oh fuck. Oh God, I was so betrayed. He was my idol.
Yeah.
There's your problem. You had an idol. Cut that shit out.
Remove any kind of religious, which it's, you know.
Well, and quit idolizing people, because it's like fucking, you know.
You will never not be disappointed.
And I learned, you know, I was always like, I'm a pretty big fan of Louis C.K. And I still like Louis C.K. stuff, but it's a hard conversation to have with a person, because they're like, well, he did that shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well.
His was tame.
Let's not have, right, I know exactly. Let's not have a big conversation about it, because there's a lot of shit to unpack, and I don't feel like fucking doing it.
Yeah.
But the other thing is so now I don't like align with it. Like, I can be like, I'm a really big Timothy Oliphant fan. I like Timothy Oliphant. I like the stuff he does. But, and I feel pretty confident that he's not going to.
He's not going to turn up like being bestiality or something.
Right.
Like, where are we? I mean, there's been so much. It's got to step up again, and it's going to be somebody nearer and dearer, and it's going to be somebody that matters. And like, oh God, well, is it Tom Hanks? Is that the next one?
That was,
they've been talking about Tom Hanks and all the kids that disappear and the locations where he took fucking Instagram photos that are now all deleted.
Yeah. You can't, you can't fly too close to the sun because you see it happening right now with Rogan is he's starting to get
apologetic.
He's getting his shit taken apart because he got that $100 million Spotify deal. Gets over to Spotify. He's got all these people at Spotify, a lot of real, and I'm not like, I hate politicizing it, but it's a lot of liberal people over at Spotify that are wanting to be like, he needs to get taken down.
You need to not talk like that or we're going to cancel you.
And if you fuck with their money,
right,
that's where the real problem is.
Oh, I made a mistake in one of my statements the other day, and now he has to get fact-checked on all this shit. And and he should have been fact-checked before.
Before any
Spotify deal ever got fucking put out. And if he got fact-checked before, then it's up to him at that point to be like, well, fuck you, I don't care. Or I'm sorry. Well,
and really, that should have been his attitude.
And that should have been his attitude for this is like,
but he can't do that now because he's owned
because
by
he's under
Spotify
the yoke.
They've got a lot of money involved in that.
Right.
That
and they can walk away from that deal.
Yep.
They didn't just give him the money and are like, well, we'll take the risk.
It's not a fucking guaranteed contract, like a basketball contract or something like that. You don't that money. Buddy.
You don't take that dude and castrate him either, because that's why it's worth watching his show.
That's why it's worth $100 million.
He gets fucked up on DMT and does a podcast with fucking Elon Musk.
Imagine
you neuter him and you're going to completely lose
the meetings
reason why he got where he is.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, he didn't set up some fucking Cayman Islands account to get his money.
Right. Well,
and fucking, like, where did this go?
And fuck Spotify. You've known that he's been around for this long. You clearly vetted him, and then you cleaned out his whole fucking closet of fucking controversial shows before you moved him over to your network.
Yep.
Did you expect that he was going to fucking just kowtow?
You knew what you were hiring when you got him. So you don't get to act surprised when he crosses the line.
Right.
You don't. You just don't.
But
doesn't work that way.
I think it's just like, you know, we've gone into Alex Jones before. We've gone into Rogan some before. I think they're all Project Mockingbird. All of them. I think they're all there. They're planted there. And they're trying to tell you what to think. There's just enough truth in there that you feel like, oh, these guys are really like letting us in on the back door of reality here. This is the real shit. But they're just pointing you at red herrings and stuff.
Right. Well,
there's enough little websites that look like some fucking dude.
It's
just
easy enough to sit there
rooms.
And say, just, you know, to pull like one thing. Like, I think, for example, his whole thing was like, they're starting fires everywhere. And it was like one fire or something like that. One person started a fire, but he's like, everybody's starting fires.
He's
but he
not
says
wrong,
it,
though.
He there says was, it as point of fact.
There was something like 65 arson arrests on the Western Seaboard states in the last 2 weeks.
Right.
Like,
but
it's
it was
not
a,
like he was
but
making
it was a blanket
numbers.
Statement that was that didn't get that he didn't actually have like the statistical evidence
he wasn't backing
to back it up.
He was just
and
saying
so
something.
He was just
oh,
making
like,
a statement.
Like a podcaster.
And yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's
exactly
what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
And I have caveated everything I've said with like, this is just the shit that I've read over the past 20 years. I don't know if any of it's true.
Right.
I don't know. But who knows what's true? Like, if I don't see it with my own eyes now or hear it directly from somebody that I trust who saw it with their eyes,
but the listeners glom on to those hosts that say things with a certain amount of confidence and believe what they're saying. So if they're like, if like a Steven Crowder's like, well, black people, right? Am I right? Are they bad? They're bad. And then like the listeners jump onto that.
The problem, you just hit the nail on the head. That was the point I was going to make in reference to this. The internet is big enough now, and especially, I mean, you know, we're fucking three nobodies here in Lewiston, and we have the setup to be able to do this and get our views and everything out to the world. It's the world.
All three of you.
The world ain't going to see it, but it's
right
there
we had more
for the world is, you know, it is there for the world to see. You can find anything on the internet to support your belief system and your opinion and frame of mind. You can, we've got a surprise for you. Ooh, that's ominous.
Who?
Oh, Tori just said she's good. Her and the kids must have a surprise for me, she says.
Oh, if it bleeds for more than 3 days and doesn't die, don't trust it.
But you can find a, you know, whether it be the chat boards and message boards aren't as prevalent now as they were when the internet was, you know, more in its infancy. But if you wanted to find a chat message board of people who, you know, look at the flat earthers.
Jesus.
They all glommed onto each other. Look at, and it was very tongue in cheek and done as a joke, but the Pastafarian thing, the giant flying spaghetti monster, you can find a group of people on the internet to go with your line of thinking, no matter what your line of thinking is.
Like I said on the Twitter.
And when it can get validated, that makes it a lot more scary for the rest of the world, because when people feel validated in their beliefs, they reinforce them.
That's why we have furry conventions now.
Yep.
Like I said on Twitter, 4 days ago? The worst thing, the single worst thing about the internet is that the fucking weirdos found each other.
Found each other, yeah.
I mean, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care if you want to dress up like Mickey Mouse and Roger Rabbit and butt fuck each other like that. I don't care.
Who cares?
But don't bring it outside your bedroom. Don't. Just don't. Because normal people don't like that shit. And nobody wants to hear that, but normal people don't like that shit. And I'm not weird because I'm not turned on by fucking, you know, people in furry suits. I'm not weird because I don't fuck feet. Like, that's your thing. And that's cool. I mean, well, what was the Carlin joke? Two grown adults dressing up in leather Boy Scout uniforms, smashing each other in the head with ball peen hammers while they take turns blowing their cat.
No.
Like, that's fine. And think of how happy the cat must feel. But don't bring that shit outside the bedroom. It's none of my fucking business.
Keep it to
yourself. It's nobody else's business. And if you find your weirdos, that's great. Go do your shameful shit in your garages, because you got more room for an orgy or whatever.
That's how these militia things have actually taken root and became something.
Yeah, some crazy dude who might have been like a fucked up Unabomber is instead
on Craigslist can.
Oh, I can find 50 people.
You found a friend.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I found somebody who thinks like I do.
And
you know,
no one in this room is extreme enough to find 50 fucking crazy people. You know, but that dude is.
Yeah.
That dude will fucking throw some gun rhetoric out there and just be like, "Oh, 2A, 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 let's do it. Let's fuck Antifa in the butt with guns."
A lot of people like that too.
Don't do that.
Everybody's got a voice. They can all connect with each other. And the unfortunate thing is a lot of people are really shitty and really scary.
And most of these people not only don't have anything real to say, but they probably shouldn't be allowed to speak. And you want to know who's a fucking fascist? This guy right here. If I was in charge, most people would not be able to do anything.
Remember when it was difficult for people to achieve a platform for sharing their views?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Because we're all young enough to remember it.
You ever read that interview with the guy that invented the public address system?
When you would, you know, that was back when you first started seeing celebrities and athletes and stuff like that taking a stance for a cause. Because, you know, look at Jesse Owens, his demonstration at the Olympics. That shit meant something.
Now it doesn't.
Now it. That those kind of things, they mostly just fall on deaf ears because
they fall off on TikTok videos and shit like that. People are fucking
exactly.
Watch me feed this homeless guy that I paid to feed on this video.
Yeah.
Also, if you use TikTok, I probably hate you.
Ugh.
That's fucking, the one platform you won't find this on.
Yeah. No, oh, fuck nope. That. Fuck that shit. That's stuff.
And fuck Mark Zuckerberg.
That stuff is, I say what you will about Facebook and even personally, I think that Snapchat is something that should not exist. I would put Snapchat right in line with that TikTok thing, but like they're things that I firmly think that they're like actively damaging and destroying our society.
Yeah.
I really do. That might be a bit of an extreme opinion, but I really do. I think that they erode moral fiber in people in ways that people don't realize they do.
I agree with you, but I also think we are coming at it from a place. I also think that we're coming at it from a place of we're the old people now looking at the young people judgmentally, but a lot less harm came from like a television programming when we were kids than what you're seeing now on the internet. Our kids can access anything. Our kid, my kid the other day,
it's that similar, that but thing different.
That guy that killed himself. Did you see that?
No.
He did a lot. He just live streamed himself for hours, just sitting in front of his camera. And then I think it got shared on Facebook or Instagram or something like that. But he just ended up like blowing his brains out.
Just ate a bullet.
Stuck it under his chin, and it just like
He Shawshanked himself.
Eviscerated the whole.
Can't remember her last name, but that newscaster lady, Christine, whatever it was, back in the, like, I think it was the early 80s.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They made that movie with Michael C. Hall was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking.
But it's just, there's so much fucking shit. Like, my son saw it. He watched the video, but not on
Jesus
purpose.
Jesus Christ.
Mm.
It was some, it,
that must have been a fun dinner conversation.
Right. He was telling me about it. I'm like, so then I had to, like, I couldn't not go watch it because I had to like, I'm like,
I need context before I give you
that's
right.
I can fatherly
advice. Yeah. That shit's difficult.
Man, I'm glad I don't envy you that, buddy.
Yeah.
That's
And he's smart enough to know, like, it's not pretend
could get really,
but it is, but I mean, it's like,
so
it's a heavy conversation.
We
for
get
sure.
really dark right here and transition into the YouTube stardom. And how does it happen? Well, right. Kids,
before though, so
it's dark, but
hey. My take on this has always been that we have grown faster, technologically than we have philosophically.
Absolutely.
We have not kept up in philosophical technology the way we have in, communication and processing.
Absolutely.
And information technology, and
because we're on the way to fucking idiocracy right now.
I think we're and I've been saying this for about a decade, but I think that we're in like those tween/teen years of this stuff. Like we're really having some growing
as far
pains.
As the human race goes.
No, as far as our relationship with our technology.
Oh, okay.
I think we're going through some really horrible growing pains. And I think, and this is totally out of character for me because it's optimistic, but I think that we will hit that point where we get to be in our mid-20s.
Some sort of tipping.
And things stop being so fucking horrible. Like,
that might be the most optimistic thing I've ever heard you say, Chris.
We're gonna get to our we're gonna get to our Friends era.
Yeah. Oh,
TV show.
Yeah, we're all sharing an apartment that's rent controlled.
Yeah, yeah.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Technology is horrible.
It is.
Your life's fucking.
But it's great in its own way.
But I think that we will. We're gonna have some horrible shit, and I think this might be.
We're in puberty right now.
Yeah.
We got ingrown hairs.
Yeah. They're all on fire in the Western states.
Yeah.
But I think we'll get past it.
That's an
STD. And I don't think everybody will get past it. And I think part of the way that we're going to be able to move forward, because as much as people, even my age, are bitching about, you know, the next generation and these little assholes and
these
yada,
millennials
yada, yada.
And da 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 da. Yeah.
And I know that I'm like barely a fart away from a millennial, but I really think we need to stop getting crusty old white dudes in the White House. And we need to get these people who have been in Congress for 40, 50, and Strom Thurmond was in there for like 70 fucking years. Like the minute he was able to be a congressional member, he was voted in, and he never went out until he died.
They need like,
this, is, and that is part, and bad. That is partially part of the problem is we're not growing
right
in the right areas.
We're
because
keeping
we're
the same people in there. Like, oh, my grandpappy voted for him, so I should probably vote for him. Like, no.
That's not
I
how
recognize
this works.
Her name.
Yeah.
Oh, Waters. I voted for her last time. I'm going to vote for her again. Don't vote for them again. Vote for somebody who's not in there right now.
Yep.
Because the people in there right now are the reason the country's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Yep.
People like Biden who have been in there since the
70s. I don't understand, and I haven't for really as long as I can remember thinking about the subject. I don't understand why there are term limits on the presidential term, but not on congressional seats and stuff like that. They seem like hand in hand.
They come up for election a lot.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying they should be the same. Like, I'm not saying it should be a two-term limit like the presidency is, but there should be some kind of limitation.
The limit should be
something.
The people.
There should be an exit plan.
No, yeah. No, they're your representatives from your state. It should not have term limits. And I've been in this argument 100 times.
Agree to disagree.
Their term limits should be informed voting populace. These people get these chances, and if they continually show that they are not what you claim that you want, but nobody looks at their voting
record. I could see that side of the argument.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think
in principle, but I think you're giving people too much credit
equation. I do not like anything that limits my choice as a voter. I don't think that I should be limited. I think I should be able to vote for the same dude for president.
That contradicts your old crusty guy statement because you're saying
we need to get them the fuck out of there.
No, well, if how do they're we get not the doing what's there? Right, they should be voted out. But people are not voting them out.
That puts the onus on the populace, and that's where it should be. That's what's got us to where we are, though.
But that's where it should be.
Like I said, I gotta agree to
anything.
With you
anything
on that,
that makes the government have more control, I'm totally against. And that's why I will vocally support Jorgensen. She's quoted as saying, "All taxation is theft." Fuck yeah, Joe. That's my girl. And that, you know, they're like, "Oh, you didn't vote for Hillary? You didn't vote for Hillary? You're a sexist." No, there's plenty of women I'd vote for. I'd have voted for Tulsi Gabbard. I don't agree with her on everything, but she's way more moderate than Joe Biden is. Yeah. Joe Biden's a racist piece of shit.
See, and I'll probably vote Jorgensen, but it'll cancel out my vote. It's not going to matter for Idaho.
No.
What we do.
No, well, the more votes that they get, the more representation they end up getting next time. That's why I voted for Gary Johnson last time. That's why I'm going to vote for Jorgensen this time. Like, you get that libertarian in there, eventually.
You like to think that eventually it'll get there. That's the hope. But
the system is so fucking rigged at this point. Yeah,
but you listen to these BLM people bucketing water out of a sinking ship.
You're spooning water out of a sinking ship.
The Antifa people bitching about crusty old white guys. And who do they put up?
The oldest white dude on the planet.
Who are they trying to kill? Cops? They put up a cop.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's... Yeah.
I know she was a district attorney, but whatever. Six, hand in hand.
Six of one.
And not all cops are bad. Most cops aren't bad. And, you know, I shared that thing the other day, that guy in Baltimore who was talking about this task force that had done all this crooked shit. He was due to testify the next day and they shot him in the fucking head. Yeah. That's exactly why people, you can bitch and moan all you want about, "Oh, well, if cops were good, they'd turn in the dirty ones." That's what happens when they turn in the dirty ones.
Yep.
You don't like them? Fuck them.
Yeah. You ever watch The Fucking Shield?
I love them.
Oh, such a dude. The movie, the fucking series.
That series.
That was one of the best series there ever was. So YouTube stardom.
Yeah.
We've kind of tap danced around it with the
sellout
with the conversation. Yeah. It's all about selling out.
You take any semblance of shame. You take any, stance of your feelings of self-worth about yourself. You take it all, you put it in a nice little box and you just get rid of it. Well, that's what's wrong.
I kind of do that with those beer videos, but I can't quite
you can't
get commit, myself
you can't
right
commit
to that.
To it
I can't go over that
no, man.
Line.
It's the,
like, so it's, the, it's, the, it's this, the, obs- the, it's this observation of yourself. You're watching yourself as you do it. So you're constantly self-conscious of it. These guys that you found are not self-conscious about anything.
No,
they are
100% aware that they don't care. It's fun to them. And that's,
which is great.
It's great for them, and I can totally understand it.
They're probably fucking monetized,
and I would think so. With the number of they only have like 60 or 70,000 subscribers. I say only,
but that's still.
Their videos have millions of views.
And it might be just a drop in. Like it might, I don't know how the monetization works.
Yeah, anymore. It's so different now that I don't know how it works either.
But I'm sure they're getting something in the mail.
But
so why not keep going?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's what, and so they found something that works. People are watching, whether they're watching, they turned off their comments.
You got and some of them, they did turn off the comments, but it takes this. I don't know if this is the right word to use, but there's a level almost of like bravery to it.
Yeah.
And I don't, like I said,
that's why they don't have shame, because people call them brave. I think that word is overused.
I don't know. Like I said, and that's why I prefaced it with that. I don't know if bravery is the right word, but when you do something and you are very, very keenly aware that everyone is going to laugh and ridicule you and you do it anyway, part of it is a bravery. Part of it is a stupidity. You know, there's a lot of different things that go into it, in my opinion, because you got to kind of have a little bit of stones to put yourself out there and know that you're going to get ridiculed, to not have it upset you.
Oh, just by looking at the thumbnails, these people don't have anything to lose.
Like, oh yeah.
Look at this guy.
They're the down with the sickness one is just the beginning of it. Because you got to remember, Down with the Sickness begins with the ooh, wah, ah, and all the
this one, right?
And they're, man, no shame, like at all, no shame.
What has he got? Like the Winamp,
right?
Viewer in the back.
The
good on him.
The thing is the lady seems like she's aware that she can't sing, and she's just kind of doing it. The dude is, you'll see, he's more into it. He seems like he's maybe trying a little bit more and playing it a little bit more straight than she is.
It's like a psychedelic screensaver. Oh, wow.
Do you feel that? Do you feel that? Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And it gets better. Two of them grunting back and forth.
Deep in my sea,
loathed.
Broken your
server.
This is why I quit going to the Alibi.
Dude, if I could see shit like this at the Alibi, I'd go.
I used to do shit like this at the Alibi.
Will you give it to me? Look at my own reflection. Will you give it to me? Right?
Oh, God. How many of these did you walk?
Three of them.
Oh, no. I've seen half of one, and it's too much.
They do an Eminem song where they rap instead of singing. And they keep up with that about as well as they keep up with this. And
oh, my God.
Get up, come on down with the sickness.
Yeah.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness.
Get up and come down with the sickness.
Open up your hate and let it flow into me.
I don't want to subject people to the whole thing, but
no.
Yeah, go ahead and close her down.
The end, you know, again, this is the reason why I clicked on this one is I hear the song in my head, and I think about the end part where he's like, no, mommy, don't do it again, don't do it again, and he's all screaming, being crazy. They do that.
Where? How far out?
Just towards a little ways.
Like right there?
No. Probably about 3.5, I'd say. You're too close to the end.
Don't hit me. Woo.
Yeah, right there.
Don't,
that was
boy,
it.
Don't do it again.
Don't do it again. I'll
be a good boy.
I'll be a good boy.
I promise.
No, mommy, don't hit me. Woo.
Me.
Woo.
Why do you have to hit me like that, mommy?
Don't do it again.
Ouch. Ouch. That hurt.
Woo. That's the sound Mara makes when I try and get her to Ric Flair.
Woo. Why can't you sleep here at night?
Again, bitch.
Fuck you. I don't need this shit.
That's enough of that.
Lifetime. Look at that. 726,000 views.
But
and at least two since of them 2016.
Yes, dude, 4 years. You think we're going to have 726,000 views in 4 years?
Of course not. No,
exactly. And I, you know, yeah.
Oh, comments, I don't know. I mean,
comments are turned off, obviously.
You could hashtag reaction video this, and because that was the first time I'd ever seen it. And I want somebody else's ears now.
Right.
So the ears of someone who never had to listen to that.
Yeah, no, it's.
That's my reaction, folks.
Again,
smash like and subscribe. Ring that fucking bell.
Just take any semblance of feeling shame for whatever you might do, and throw it out the fucking window. Make a spectacle of yourself because that's what sells. I guess that's kind of the.
Does your sales team?
Oh, don't do another
oh,
one.
No,
dude.
Please don't do
no
another
more.
One.
No, one more.
Please don't. Please, for the love of God.
I'm just curious about this one.
Skip ads.
Alert. It's going to be fucking terrible.
I threw a wish and a will. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I look to you as a fell.
Yep.
Is she the Sunny D and Rum lady?
That's enough of that for me.
Perfect. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way.
Not even in sync with herself.
Yeah, make it stop, dude. That's seriously, please, no more.
Please.
Really, no more.
Yeah, please, Ward. Please. Please push the pause button.
Here's my number.
It's spectacle. Spectacle is what sells.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Not the word I would use.
For as long
All the
as
views are of three guys sitting somewhere with one guy torturing the other two guys while the other two are like, please stop.
Please
stop.
Stop. Please stop.
That's where all the views come from.
I'll pay you. Please stop.
keep watching.
As far back as, you know, the candid camera shit and, you know, those America's Funniest Home Videos, the things that predated a lot of what YouTube and especially shit like TikTok and Vine and stuff. That's what all they've become.
That was totally kicking my ears in the nuts. I mean, that was what it was. It was that 4-year-old bat shot to his dad's nuts, except to my ears.
That's exactly what it is. It's look at this video. Can you believe that this exists? Ha ha.
And how much of it do you have to watch for it to count as a view? Like,
I don't know.
I think it's like 2 minutes.
I don't know, honestly. But no, I watched the Eminem one because I was like, oh, they rap. Okay, I'll check that out.
But the analytics are weird because it also counts when people bail.
Yeah.
So it's a whole.
I don't understand it, but
it would probably be an easier algorithm to wrap your head around if you had some huge numbers.
It's you know, there seems to be.
64,223.
A direct correlation between a person's willingness to, I don't know, embarrass themselves, but it's not even always necessarily a level of embarrassing yourself, but it's you know, that lack of giving a fuck of you got to turn off, people are going to make fun of you and you just got to not care.
And I
don't know, maybe I'm too prideful.
I don't believe I can get there.
I could not do
they have
that.
To care to some degree because they've turned off the comments.
Well, yeah,
but
I could not do that. I wouldn't. 726,000 views be damned.
It's not worth it. No, it's not worth it.
I couldn't do that. I would be embarrassed. Of it's, you know, it's always the joke of like, man, you don't want to be famous for that. Like, yeah, I don't want to be famous.
It's one thing if you're watching.
Yeah, like I already hate myself. I don't want to do that. Just hate myself that much more.
If you're watching that and you're like, and it's like abundantly clear to you that they know, like she knows
It's not, though. She looks like she grew up in a trailer park.
Yeah.
She's got 15 teeth.
Which
and
is 10 sad.
Of them are in her
no,
pocket.
They
like,
I've heard that before, but it's funny every time
I use
you say
it. Like, it's one of my favorite.
I checked them out on Facebook. They have a very sincere air about them. Of they're like, yeah, we're aware that we fucking suck, and thanks for watching our video. Have a nice day.
Yeah,
it's
oh,
you know,
wow.
Which again, part of me is like, more power to them.
But like, but can they get money for it? Because they're singing songs that
it's
like
still yeah
you yeah, can that's,
every once in a while somebody will start to hum a tune and
you get
and,
copyright people
and
bombing you.
Well
if you say it's for if you're doing parody, that falls under parody.
Yeah.
Or whatever. The karaoke,
that definitely falls under something.
Karaoke falls under parody.
Under parody law, yeah.
And then like if you're doing like if we played like a clip of from a movie and we're talking about it, that falls under commentary. Mm-hmm. I don't know all of the like the ins and outs of it, but you can argue with that in mind. I've had to do it a few times when we played like we played that clip from Beethoven. And
why
I had to like do a copyright dispute because we
for
had,
Beethoven? We, dude's been dead like seven.
No, the movie
oh,
with the dog.
Got it.
And,
oh, shit, they came after you for that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Warner Media loves to come after
Warner
people.
Media's got an AI that comes through
yeah.
everything and it picks yeah. up their scenes.
And so then basically then it just kind of like lets your video kind of sit defunct for like 3 days until they get around to like reviewing your dispute
it.
And they're like, okay. Huh. Yeah.
That's awful. More.
Yeah.
Why have I not been singing at what? Least one song per like, you, do you have any karaoke tracks on here that I can just bust something out? I'd love it to, you know, our fucking three current viewers to just listen to me. The dulcet tones of old Huds just stroking your ear holes.
Really?
No.
Huh.
No.
I was taking you seriously for a second. Well, karaoke was an idea that I had at one time, but I showed you the one where we did St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah.
Man
in Motion
years ago. Yeah, Man in Motion years ago.
No, I would probably,
but that
if
was,
I was prepped,
that
I
was
would,
a
I would
joking
sing a song
one.
For these people.
But well, and we'd
would
have
you guys
to
like
it.
To see that? Write in, right into the show, and let me know if you'd like to, because I can sing my daughter a lullaby on here. The Shankill Butch is right tonight. Yep, she loves that one. Great song, but. Yeah, if that's something you're interested in, I can bust out my old karaoke pipes, dust them off, and throw them at you. I love karaoke. I haven't done it in ages.
We have you on speaker, and now all our ears are bleeding.
Oh, because of those two people
yeah.
or because of me?
Because of those two people.
Oh. No, I did not get the voice of my brothers, but it's...
It'll do. It'll suffice.
I enjoy it. I enjoy singing and they don't.
Did you catch the Gordon Lightfoot documentary?
No.
There's one I found on, I can't remember. It might be on Prime.
Nice.
It was good.
I saw Gordy. He, you know, we were sitting there and he looked like Chris Pratt when he
was
younger.
Yeah, I told you that. He looks like Walder Frey now. And
that was the first thing I thought when he walked on stage. When I saw him a couple years back,
yeah.
3 years now, 3.5 years now.
Yeah, I mentioned that to you, and you're like, that's the exact...
Yeah, he looks just like Walder Frey.
And his album that... cover from, like, the 70s, he looks like Chris Pratt in it.
Yeah, fucking Gordy. There's another one I sing songs of daily. That little girl.
I'll song? Find out where that...
I don't know why this is song.
Where that documentary is, but we watched it. It was great. It goes into this whole... He wrote a ton of fucking songs.
Yeah.
He's only like 81. Only.
I'm not going to make it that long.
But I mean,
after the last couple of weeks and all the smoke, I'll be lucky to make it five more.
Okay. Anyhow, so sorry. More on YouTube.
Yeah.
What's up with the big eye
yeah,
video
we,
thumbnails
we
on
them.
YouTube?
We have them.
YouTube.
I first saw them on the throwing back to what you had
Screen
you mentioned
rant.
You mentioned Ryan George earlier, but yeah, his videos of the pitch meetings.
Yeah, he does them on just the pitch more
just
meeting.
The pitch meetings, but yeah, he does them on those. Which they're hilarious, by the way. Kudos to him for the idea for that, because they're really well done and they're pretty consistently hilarious.
They are entertaining. I could see it getting tired because personality wise, the guy rubs me a little bit for whatever reason.
I can see that.
But I can't discredit the humor and the level of effort that he puts into those. Because he also does other shit on that channel, doesn't mm-hmm. he?
Yeah, he does. He does all sorts of videos that are in that same exact style. It's him talking to himself,
doing a commentary on
characters,
right?
But they're, you know, they range anywhere from fake game shows to fake newscasts to, I mean, all sorts of, he does quite a few videos, and I can understand the, that he's a little bit grating. There are some of the things that he does that I think he thinks they're funnier than they are, kind of thing. But the pitch meeting stuff,
I think it could be the case for most YouTube, any YouTube absolutely. Personality,
not everything is 100% gold
is going to come off grating to some people.
The pitch meetings I like specifically because of my...
It's nostalgic.
Because I'm as passionate about movies as I am. I like the way that he skewers them in ways of... Some of the shit that he comes up with, you can actually probably imagine if you've ever listened to movie producers talk. Like, the thing I always go back to is the... I can't remember his name, but the producer that did like Wild Wild West, and he was supposed to produce the Tim Burton Superman movie. And this guy's insistence that his movie end with someone battling a giant mechanical spider. He tried to get like three sequential movies made where that was going to be the end of the Superman movie, was he was going to make Superman fight the giant mechanical spider. And then that didn't happen. So, you know what? All right, well, we are making Wild Wild West, so that movie's going to end with a giant mechanical spider. Cause fucking goddamn it, I want a giant mechanical spider. Like, so some of the things that he comes up with that I'm sure they're really, really accurate in terms of the crazy, stupid shit that producers say.
Yeah.
You're talking about Barry Sonnenfeld.
Yeah.
No. Barry Sonnenfeld is the director.
Oh, you're talking about the writer?
No, he was he was one of the producers.
Okay. John Peters?
Yep. John Peters. That's him.
That's him. Fucking, I thought we were talking about the director. I couldn't remember if it was him or not.
He is a fantastically pretentious dick.
Yeah, fucking.
Well, he's worked on
his insistence on that fucking apparently, spider is legendary.
Apparently, the bug-eyed thing is not anything more than the equivalent of clickbait. Of it catches people's attention if somebody leaves their kid unattended watching random things on YouTube. Kids are prone to, because of like stuff like Disney and DreamWorks and stuff where they have the big cartoonish eyes, kids are more likely to randomly click on the dogs.
It sounds like a gay fuck club. DreamWorks.
Jesus.
Have you never seen that movie? That's at the end of Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Oh God, I've only seen that movie once. I wasn't a huge fan. I liked it, but I didn't love it.
The guy that works with him. God, I can never remember his name. Robinson.
Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson he makes that movie. I don't like Zach or Mary in that one. I enjoy both of their work, but I don't like them in that one.
Yeah.
But man, Craig Robinson is funny.
They are weird looking and grab your attention. Getting traction on YouTube is helped by making people click on your video. Thus, the more eye-catching your thumbnail is, the better your video will do, even if it looks dumb. Yep. That's the nuts and bolts of it right there. I mean, I think that's probably more of someone's opinion than it is an actual proven fact, but they're not wrong. That's 100% what the gist of doing it is.
Having a hard time seeing any other comments.
I don't know how to navigate
Reddit very well.
I never use it on the computer. I always just use it on my phone. So, no, I think it's just and it's a, in all honesty, it's a fad. It'll play out and it'll be replaced by whatever the
managed
next,
data from five continents.
You know, whatever the next thing is.
Thousands of.
So what is this? The movies that inspired Knives Out.
I don't want you to play them right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm just, this is for later.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think you were getting bookmarking shit right away.
Sorry.
Okay. Knives Out was great. I watched that the other day, which we talked about it on the last show, but.
Yeah, so the big eyes.
I really enjoyed it.
I liked Knives Out. It was pretty good. Jamie Lee Curtis, I could take or leave.
Yeah.
I mean, she was fine.
More or less.
But anybody could have done that. Yeah, Michael Shannon was great.
I mean, he's great.
He's kind of always.
I liked him. Specifically, I think that he was possibly my favorite of the characters in the movie because he had that really. Michael Shannon does intense but not threatening.
Yeah.
So well.
He also just.
You ever see him in that?
I mean, he does threatening really well. Fucking well, too.
Did you see him in that Sasquatch movie?
No.
Oh.
Sasquatch movie. I'm fucking. I love Bigfoot shit, man. Keep talking. Sign me up. I love Bigfoot stuff. Well, hang on. Before you do this, go back to the our content really quick so I can see what's next.
Well, and just copy and share the trailer and
cuties.
Cuties. Oh no, thanks, man. Yuck. Nope.
No thanks.
I'm not gonna watch it.
We're talking as all non-watchers refusing to watch. I'm following up on the link that you sent from Reddit.
The person who made it has been very, very vocal, and I honestly don't have a lot to say about it. The person who made it's been very, very vocal that the girls that were used in the movie, their parents were there. There was nothing exploitative to be done about it, that it was all done as a way to try and shine a light on the real things that young girls have to deal with. And I'm sorry, it's inappropriate.
Why did you need 6 months to audition girls to cast them in the movie?
And you didn't.
Can you explain that?
It's the argument that I used when we were talking about it in reference to Blazing Saddles. If you're going to make a movie and the subject matter is satirizing, poking holes in, and ridiculing some kind of mindset,
behavior, belief, that you don't like,
behavior, whatever it is. You do not use your movie or your platform show, whatever it is, to then
further that
and do it. When you're doing it, you're not satirizing it.
No, there are people who would not have raped children before who will watch that movie and then go rape children.
Yes. And it's their argument for why they made it is, I think, fucking flimsy at best.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it holds any water at all.
And if you feel you need to defend the movie, go fuck yourself.
I'm not a cancel culture person. I'm not going to cancel my Netflix because I don't agree with it. Do I think Netflix should have released it? No, I don't think it should have ever seen the light of day. And I think they should feel a genuine level of shame for taking part in it being exposed to the world. But I'm an adult. I can very easily just not watch it and go on with my day, which I think more people should work on being able to do. But it's something that I don't understand how it exists.
Right.
I really don't.
I'll never use the play something button.
No, never. I don't need Netflix suggestions.
I made that joke the other day. I tweeted it actually.
Yeah.
I said that to Jenny the minute it showed up. We were sitting going through stuff because she had her foot worked on last week. And so we've been sitting around it. And we were clicking through and it's there's a button there that says play something.
Yeah.
It's like a randomizer on that shit.
No thanks.
Nope.
I'll watch Parks
and Rec again.
If I want to hear a random song, just throw something at me.
Right.
Yeah, music. That's different, but
you're not going to get your eyes raped. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My tweet was, Netflix has a play something option because it knows how indecisive its vast library of gold flick shit has made its subscribers. Only problem is selecting that option results in cuties playing on an endless loop, infecting all your devices.
No,
because I feel that movie, that it's a virus.
It is.
It's,
and they're trying to normalize something that should not be normalized.
Yeah.
People will go against, oh, that's just a slippery slope argument. You start letting the gays get married and then, the whole thing's just going to come down. But we progressively get worse.
Yep.
every time we're like, oh, you need to accept this, you need to accept this, I will never accept a dude
Aren't we
chopping
like
his dick off.
On the precipice of making pedophilia a mental condition?
There are a lot of people.
I think it is a mental disorder. I think it doesn't belong.
It's not treatable, and it needs to be
LGBTQ. LMNO pedophile.
Right.
They want to put it in there. And no. I don't know a single gay or lesbian who wants to be on a list with pedophiles.
Yeah.
It's not, don't normalize it. And no, don't normalize animal fucking either, because an animal also cannot consent.
Which, you know, did you see that My Octopus trailer?
No.
What happened to,
that's a Netflix show too.
What happened to the days when somebody would do something and it was okay socially? For a person to be like, that's fucked up. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You can't say that. You can't do that to people anymore.
You can't.
No matter how fucked. No matter how fucked up it is.
Yeah.
No matter how fucked it up. No matter how fucked up it is, we are not allowed to call people on that anymore. Or you're the asshole.
Yeah. Or,
oh, you don't think it's okay for? Well, you know, he's just, it's. No, it's not just like
quit
anything.
Making excuses.
You know, by sharing your
fucking aberration.
By sharing your exercise videos, you're fat shaming people. No. There's studies that say you should not be overweight.
I'm not fat shaming. If I was fat shaming somebody, I would have videos of a fat guy running on a treadmill while I laughed at the amount of jiggling that was going on. That is fat shaming.
And
like seriously, it's.
Or like there's a
fuck that
there's a what is that subreddit called? Something about Tumblr. But these it just finds these absurd things that people say on Tumblr, like get out of here if you are going to discriminate who you have sex with based on their genitals. If you'll only have sex with one type, you're furthering white supremacy. Like, how is being a gay man and choosing your partner based on their genitals furthering white supremacy? It's not. It just isn't. You can't just start playing like, oh, I'm going to make a fucking goulash out of oppression. It doesn't work that
right.
way.
Right.
Like,
no, the cuties thing, I'll be glad when it's in the rear view. Because the whole thing is,
it won't be till they pull it from the library.
Have you seen the amount of
it's fucking disturbing.
Pedophiles who have been caught and child traffickers that have been caught recently.
Mm-hmm.
They rescued like 5 kids 2 days ago in like Oklahoma or something.
It's insane. Yeah. I didn't realize that was such a.
They got 243 arrests of people who were in this network that were trafficking these children around,
and that kind of gets like. It doesn't get headline news. It doesn't get like, it just gets kind of.
No, because of climate change.
It's not front page at all.
Or because. Because
Trump said something people didn't like, or Biden touched somebody again, or, you know, it's.
No, but,
Biden's part of that problem, though.
Like, I'd rather hear.
You don't get to hear about that. You get canceled
stings.
If you say anything about that. You say anything about.
You get called a racist Trump supporter if you say anything.
If you say anything about drunk Uncle Joe manhandling children. Have you seen that one where that other senator swats his hand when he reaches for his granddaughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands off, creep. Yeah, it's.
Dude just whack.
Yeah.
Like, oh no. And Joe's like, oh.
I.
Whoops. Whoopsie. Almost touched your granddaughter.
It's.
Nice.
It's really. It's unfortunate. It's as unfortunate as it is upsetting. And the thing that upsets me that really kickstarted off of this is you have the link up on the screen from that person who they subjected themselves to watching the movie just to see what it was all about.
What the fuss was about.
How many people you think did that? How many people you think did that didn't take the time to write about it on Reddit? Probably a fuck ton.
I didn't. And I won't.
No, and I won't either. But there's probably a lot of people who were like, well, I wonder what all the fuss is really about. And then they sat down and they watched that shit, and that gets views. And Netflix,
little girl taking pictures of her vagina with her uncle's fucking phone. That's fucked up.
I don't know, man.
Well, it's like, I don't know. You know, my daughter wants her profile on Netflix changed so that she can watch Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. I don't care if my 7-year-old watches Stranger Things.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. But if I up it too much, then Cuties falls into her available content.
Yeah.
Netflix has expanded their rating parameters, though, as far as like the way you can set your kids' accounts.
That's good to know. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. You can, I think it's like TV 14, and then, you know, it has it broken up a little bit more.
Because
it's calibrated a little bit better. But
Matthew, I don't know if you're still, if you guys are even still watching, but I'm extraordinarily fortunate in the relationship that I have with my son. He doesn't have a kid's account because he watches a lot of stuff like The Office and Parks and Rec and Stranger mm-hmm. Things and stuff like that. So I don't lock him down on a kid's account because
I have a good trusting relationship with my kids as that goes.
We have a very good level of trust and there's a very good understanding. I mean, I could not tell you how many times, even in the last
probably reality and weeks, non-reality, kind of like your daughter said earlier.
Yeah, he'll ask me, Dad, can I watch this? Well, Dad, can I watch this?
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to tell him, I don't remember what it was that was the other day I was talking about that. It wasn't, it wasn't a nudity thing. It wasn't a graphic violence thing. It was just the subject matter of this movie, like everything that this movie is about and what I wish I could remember what movie it was, but the basic gist of it was I had to explain to him, there's not any one thing in this movie that I'm going to be like, oh no, you can't watch this movie because it has this. Like some movies would be like, no, there's a bunch of sex in this movie, so you don't need to see it. Or there's a bunch of indiscriminate violence in this, so you don't need to see it.
And I think you're a little more thoughtful about it than I am with my kids.
I don't think I'd let a 7-year-old watch Stranger Things.
I think it'd scare them personally.
Yeah.
But
I guess it depends
on the kid, but
she loves Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, okay.
I hear that name.
Speaking constantly. Of sexualizing kids,
Drake,
no kidding.
Her in general.
Yeah.
There was fucking Twitter pages literally set up with countdowns to when she turned 18 years old. That's disgusting. Fucked up.
Yeah.
Like on a whole nother level.
That's been going on since the Olsen twins, though.
Yep.
That's the first countdown I remember.
Well, that was like, what was funny when and Derek didn't share it. It was an accidental share. He showed that video, the pizza one, with the Olsen twins, right at like almost immediately after you shared the Cuties link. And so I thought he was doing a commentary on that. And then, like, 3 days later, he's like, what's up with this Cuties shit? And I'm like, you didn't read...
Dude, we were talking about it.
You didn't read anything anymore.
We were talking about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't... I wish I could remember what movie it was, but I just told him. I was like, dude, there's... The point of the matter is there's nothing in this movie that is subject matter that is okay for an 11-year-old. It's just give it time. The movie's still going to be out and around 5 years from now when you're 16 and... old enough to be able to watch it, so just watch something else.
Yeah,
you know,
there's entirely too many hours of video out there
Way too many. That's what I try to tell him all the time is, dude, you got the rest of your life, don't rush.
Start the Marvel movies over.
Yeah, man.
When's the last time you watched Iron Man?
Right, still holds up.
All right, peeps, didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time.